Today we're back with another multi-category punt. Today I think I hinted at this in the last one. I'm going to punt guard stats today. So punting threes, points, assists, and free throw percentage. Could be a complicated one. Don't think I've ever done it before, but let's give it a crack. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Got something loud in the blunt, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny getting tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I am Adam King. Find me on Twitter at AdamKing91. Find us on Twitter at FBI Basketball or head to the website FBIBasketball.com. We are on YouTube, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, anywhere that you consume your podcast content. And we would ask that however you choose to do that, like, rate, subscribe really helps to build our brand and get people tuning in. As I said, doing a multi-category punt again, third one that I've done, and punting guard stats today. So basically the opposite to what I did in the last one. I will bring up the draft room. I've jumped in again to a Yahoo public mock drafting at six. So there's actually a few guys that I could target with my first pick here. Basically, I'm looking for guys that give me big man stats. Wemby, look, he's an option. Free field goal percentage is not super though. So, and I'm going from the six spot anyway, so I'm not going to get him. So I chose the six spot. In the hope of getting, well, a 99% chance I will get one of Anthony Davis or Giannis Antetokounmpo. Both of those guys really good for this build. Now, if you remember back to the last one, I took guards early and then I needed to fill my center spot, at least one of them, because it's a two-center league. That's not going to be an issue. I don't foresee that being an issue in this one, given that I'm going to be targeting forwards and centers who are giving me those traditional big men stats. I'm going to have to find a fifth category to go after because if we, again, something that I did talk about in that last show, if you want to go and check that one out, is if you want to break the stats down into bigs and smalls or guards and bigs or however you want to do it, the guards tend to be good in five categories. Bigs tend to be good in four. So I need to find a fifth category and I'm going to go with steals for this one. And there goes... the draft kicking off. Hopefully everyone's in here. There's a couple of auto picks at the moment, but we'll see. Waiting. How long does it take? Make your first pick. Cool. There goes Wemby. All right. So I'm going to take Anthony Davis if he's there, if he doesn't go up five. So let's see. Top four standard. Halliburton goes, so I'm going to take Anthony Davis, I think. Oh, I don't want to go with Giannis. No, look, I'll go with Anthony Davis just for the although he's better. No, look, let's go with Giannis just because I typically don't draft Giannis. I don't know if I ever have, honestly, maybe once. But I'll go with Giannis here. He doesn't give me the blocks that Anthony Davis does. Steals, probably similar. But, yeah, I just want to give him a go. I want to see how I can build around him. Durability, yeah, they're probably similar. I think both of them could play sort of 65 to 68 games. So first round is done. So who am I going to target with my second pick? Look, I'm probably going to take, because Giannis dropped into my power forward spot there. So, and that's fine because I will be getting centers. I probably want to get some blocks. I actually wouldn't have minded Scotty Barnes there. I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with Chet. Again, just getting those blocks up because I didn't take Anthony Davis. I don't love Chet there, but that's fine. And this is, as I said, this is a build that I don't think I've done before. At least I can't remember doing it. So Chet and Giannis. So blocks good, rebounds good. Steals decent. Look, Chet is decent. Steals, he might get me close to one. So that's fine. So we're going to come back. I'm going to be at pick 30. Now I need to get at least three guards, point guard, shooting guard, guard. So I need to probably get a guard fairly soon. And there are a couple of guards that I can get late that I can probably pop in there. I probably do want to get Derek White in this build if I can. I'm picking at, 30 and 43. Ooh, it's going to be tough. His ADP or his X rank in Yahoo is 44. So that could be cutting it fine. And then, as I said, there are some guys I can get. Like I can get a Dyson Daniels late. I can get the Thompsons late. So, I don't necessarily need to reach here. I do like Kawhi in this build as well because he is guard eligible. And I do like Jalen Williams as well because he is guard eligible. So let's put him in there. So it might actually be Jalen Williams. I might try to get Jalen Williams here if he falls. He does, because it will drop him into my shooting guard spot. All right. So let's go Jalen Williams. And then I'm hoping that Derek White will be there. coming back. Really good guard. Will get me some rebounds with no Porzingis there. Maybe an extra half rebound to one rebound. He gets blocks. He gets steals. And look, efficiency-wise, he's not great, but I'm hoping I can offset that with some of these centers I'm going to target in the middle rounds. Like some bigs I'm probably going to target. Jalen Johnson would have potentially taken him over Jalen Williams there, but he doesn't have that eligibility. Some centers I'm probably going to target would be Mark Williams, Jalen Duren to some degree, Isaiah Hartenstein is not bad. Obviously doesn't get the blocks that some of these guys do, but he does get a steal. So sneaky value there in steals. Let's see. I like Alex Caruso. Let's just sort this by steals. So I like Caruso. Who else? Ananobi. Oh, Derek White did go. All right. So I'm going to go here. So look, maybe I'm just going to take a big at 42. I don't like Jared Allen, but right, I'm going to take Jared Allen. He's fairly solid in that 40 to 50 range, so it's not an exciting pick, but it does give me some flexibility through those middle rounds. I've already got another center. Let's queue up some of these centers. Although a lot of them are going to go. Mark Williams. Who else? He would have gone. Let's put in Hartenstein. And this is an advantage of punting, I think, is that you have, in your mind, the kind of player you're targeting. So for me, it does make setting my queue a little bit easier. For example, I know I'm targeting guys that shoot well, so I can quickly scroll through and just look at guys that their field goal percentage is sort of up in those in the high fours, fives, even sixes. As I scroll through, Jakob Poeltl could be someone late that I could get. So we're into the, what are we into? The fifth round. And still got two guard spots to fill out. Yeah, look, I'm going to sort by blocks. Walker Kessler, Nick Claxton, Trace Jackson Davis. All of these guys are going to have good value in my build. Yeah, Lopez gets the blocks. Field goal percentage isn't super high, but that's okay. So I've got Caruso, I've got Anunoby. Suggs is not terrible. His field goal percentage is not great, but he's low volume enough that it shouldn't impact me. The Thompsons I've got in my queue. We're two picks away from me. Actually, hang on. Anyway, let me go back here. All right, so what are we at? 54. And if I go through my queue, who's the best player? Like, who am I not reaching for as much? It's probably Mark Williams, who I'm just ending up with him everywhere, aren't I? But I'm going to take him. So, yeah, look, I think blocks, I'm pretty good in blocks now. I've got three. I don't know. I think I'd call them probably elite shot blockers. Plus Giannis, rebounds are good. So I'm going to need some steals. I think, well, let's have a look at these standings. Field goal percentage, I should be first. I am. Rebounds, I should be at least, yep, second. Steals, yep, that's what I need. Blocks, I'm good. Turnovers. And I should just be good in turnovers by way of the team that I'm drafting. So it is steals that I need to target. And we're going to be picking at 67 and 78. So again, if we go into sorting by steals, looking at field goal percentage, it might be that I consider Anunoby here. Of those elite steals guys, he's probably the best in terms of field goal percentage, at least on volume where it matters, or on a high enough volume. I don't think he's going to score a lot, but he'll get a few shots. So it might be Anunoby, and he's typically dropping. He's his X rank's 109. His rank is 69. He tends to be going towards 100. If I just go back to searching or just having a look at the ranks purely. You have a look at these ranks now, it's sort of interesting. A lot of guards, not many centers in this range, at least not shot blocking centers. Nick Claxton is there as well. Well, he was. He's not now. So we've got Poeltl, Hartenstein. What are we at? 67. I really need to lock in these steals, I think. So although it is a reach, I'm going to go with Anunoby there. I think in my build, he's probably probably a top 50 player. And if he can stay relatively healthy, 65, 68 games, I think I'll be fine. Probably still need some steals. That's going to be the one category. I missed Derek White, obviously. Actually, I'm curious. Oh, yeah, I did miss him. He went just before. Where are we? Derek White. It's not going to let me scroll. So coming up on me, five picks away, still needing steals, out of position block. Look, Caruso is really the guy jumping out at me here. Of all the point guards he is pretty clearly the best. And we're taking him at 78, which is fine, I think, in a build where you don't care about points. Caruso is really good because he's not going to be very high on that offensive pecking order, but he's going to do everything else. I mean, they brought him in to play minutes. So I think when this pick is done, this might be on. Come on, Andre. What are you doing? All right. So he took Tyler Hero. So I'm going to take Alex Caruso. It also, it also puts him in my guard spot. Okay. So my steals now should be better. I'm sort of climbing. Blocks first, turnovers third, rebounds fourth, and field goal percentage first. Okay, so steals, rebounds, blocks. And who have I still? So still in my queue, I've got Hartenstein, Poeltl, Kessler, Jackson Davis, Suggs, Thompson, and Dyson Daniels. So I'm just sorting by steals. Look, I'll add Herb Jones in. He's not bad. If Matisse Thybulle played, he'd be great in this, but we just don't know how many minutes he's going to play. I'd love to get Hartenstein here with my next pick, but I don't think he's going to fall to 90, 91. Even someone like a Jaden McDaniels is okay. I know he's a little bit underwhelming, but he usually gets that defensive stuff. Doesn't get a lot of rebounds. That's probably a downside for someone. And, I mean, I guess when you're playing alongside Gobert and Towns, there's not a lot of rebounds to go around. So I'll throw Kuminga in. I know his value comes from points, but he's not too bad in efficiency, and he might get me close to a steal a game. And they don't really have a pure center. I mean, they've got Trace Jackson Davis, but he's a little bit undersized. So it could be that Kuminga can get me five or six rebounds. So I'm really just scrolling through here and looking for guys that, bloody hell, Hartenstein goes the pick before. All right. So we're going to go Kessler. I'm going to go Kessler. That really locks up that blocks category for me. Rebounds. I think he plays enough this season, but we'll see. We thought that last year as well, so we were wrong. All right. So I'm going to need some steals. So what have we? I've got 1, 2, 3, 5. Five picks left, and I think I'm going to need at least three of those guys are going to need to be steals, I think. Steals, guys with steals upside. So Herb Jones would be there, the Thompsons. Dyson Daniels is really someone I need to get here because of the point guard eligibility. There's not a lot of other point guards, really. Let's go back and just sort by X rank. Coming up on me, Kuminga went there. That's about right. Pick 100. So I'm going to go with, I think, when it comes up. So we're at 102 and then 115. Okay, I'm going to go with Amen. Yeah, I think I'm going to take Amen. I was looking at it was him or Herb there. I'm not sure Herb falls to me. Maybe he does. His X rank is 99, so he's sort of up here towards the top. Jordan Poole's still available if I was going after points. RJ Barrett. I'll I'll just tack a Kongwu in there. Yeah, I mean, see, Marcus Smart's sitting there. He's a steals guy. Field goal percentage is atrocious, but again, low volume enough that it may not impact me. Gafford's still sitting there. Zach Edey, if I wanted to go down that path. Khalil Ware, someone I'm pretty high on, but I'm just, I don't know. Yeah, look, maybe he could be a last pick. And just see what happens. If he can play 22 minutes. So 115 is my next pick. No, Herb Jones did go at 106, so I'm not going to get him. Let's sort that again. So I think I'm going to go, let's see. So there goes a Kongwu. I'm not going to get him. All right, so I'm gonna have to go Dyson now. And it's, look, maybe I could have got him later, but I just need a point guard. So he fills that spot for me. Now, I'm surprised Caruso doesn't have point guard eligibility. Maybe that'll change. So I've got three spots left, I believe, 11th. What round are we in? 11. I don't know. I always forget how many rounds these are. 13. Okay. So, yes, I have three picks left. We are basically at the end of the 10th. So standings will be... Oh, hang on, sort the wrong way. So field goal percentage way ahead. So you can see now, like I said, I can take someone like a Marcus Smart and it should still keep me strong in that category. Rebounds, I'm first. Steals, I'm now second. So and I think if I can get another steals guy. So, yeah, I'm basically first in every category now that I want to be. But I probably still need a steals guy. And actually, look, maybe it's Amen Thompson. Let's go back to players and sort by steals. Yeah, Marcus Smart there. I mean, De'Anthony Melton, DeLon Wright, who I think he'll have a role, but, yeah, I'm not sure. Jackson Davis. I'm going to throw Marcus Smart in there. He would give me a second point guard. And I think Khalil Ware will be available. I don't know if a man, Asar Thompson will be there. Yeah. No, look, I'll go Smart. Yeah, chopped and changed there with him and Asar. But I'll go with Smart. It gives me 2 point guards, good in steals. Field goal percentage should still be good. Still got me at the top. So good steals. I am now first as well. Very good. So in my queue, I've got three guys left. I don't know if all three of them will be available to me. I've got Trace Jackson-Davis, Asar Thompson, and Khalil Ware. So we can just sort now by – excuse me. We can just sort. Look, I mean, Drummond, possibly. I'll throw him in my queue. I mean, rebounds, he's great. Blocks, not great, but he is sneaky in steals as well. Yeah, look, there's not really anyone else there that I like. Not with healthy rosters anyway. Some guys there that if other players went down. Taylor Hendricks, I don't mind him actually. He might be a decent field goal percentage. Again, not great, but... all right. So I've actually got all three of them here. So I'm going to go with. I'm surprised Asar Thompson hasn't gone. He must just be far down. I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with Trace Jackson-Davis there, and then my last pick I think will be Hendricks or Asar Thompson. Yeah, I like Hendricks towards the back end of this season. I think the first month, 2 months, 3 months maybe, he'll probably be rosterable. I think you'll be able to have him on your roster. He probably won't blow you away, but he'll do just enough. And then over that final sort of couple of months, if the Jazz do fall out of playoff consideration, I think he might step into a bigger role like we saw last season. So we're at the end of the 12th round now. People just taking flyers. Keldon Johnson. All right, let's quickly look at the standings and just see. So rebounds, it's actually got me at third. Blocks first, steals third. Turnovers, I should be first. Field goal, I should be first. So field goal, I'm fine. So I probably just need... yeah, some rebounds and steals. I mean, rebounds, obviously Drummond will fill that for me. Blocks, I'm way ahead in blocks. Yeah, steals, I'm dropping a bit. So I actually do probably need some steals. Rebounds are pretty good. Okay, so let's go to players. There goes Melton. So look, Asar Thompson is actually still available. He doesn't have that rebound upside. Drummond has that. Yeah, look, in hindsight, I probably should have taken Asar over Jackson Davis. All right, I'm going to go Asar. In hindsight, I'd probably change Trace Jackson Davis just because I don't think I needed the blocks there. So I probably could have gone with Hendricks or Drummond. Although, I mean, in terms of rebounding, I think Jackson Davis will be okay. So, okay, we're done. so it's got me ranked fourth if we're looking at Roto standings. Field goal percentage first, free throw last, threes last, points last, rebounds first, assists last, steals first, blocks first, turnovers. Oh, it's almost one turnover. So, I mean, if we wanted to look at a punt strategy as in win, did I win, will I win categories, will I lose categories, simple as that, it's pretty much the perfect punt. I'm basically number one in all five categories and dead last in all four. So this is a really risky punt strategy in terms of flexibility to be able to win other categories. I can't. So I would need to win my five categories every week. But as I've said multiple times, I think the advantage The advantage of building a team like this where I'm super strong, it means that I can afford to lose one or two guys and still win those categories. So I could lose Giannis and still win all five categories. I could lose Jared Allen and still win blocks. I could lose Chet and win blocks. So Alex Caruso goes down, but I'm still good enough in steals to be able to win that category. So this is a pretty risky one. There isn't a lot of meat on the bone, I suppose, if we want to phrase it like that. It would be a tough one. And what you'd have to be aware of if you did a punt like this is that, as I said, you're only going to win five categories, so there's no way you're going to finish top of the standings at the end of the season. So you will probably be sixth or fifth, but that's fine because when you get to the playoffs, you only need to win those five categories. And I have done things like this in the past where I finish even eighth and then end up winning because I'm just dominant in my categories and I can waltz through the playoffs. So something to keep in mind, if you do any of these punts that I'm doing where you're punting three or four categories, you're not going to finish first. You best, you might finish third or fourth, but I'd be looking in the bottom half of that top eight. So just keep that in mind. And then you really want to have a look at, rather than overall standings when you check it, whether it's Yahoo, Fantrax or ESPN, heaven forbid, you want to have a look at where you're sitting in each of those categories. So you want to be first or second in five categories. And that would give you confidence then that going into the playoffs, you're positioned and you're built well enough to be able to win. So, I think that was an interesting one. Like I said, I haven't done that one before. So it was curious to see. I think probably my takeaways would be not ignoring steals early. And that's where Anthony Davis might have been a little bit better than Giannis. And Chet, I still think Chet's okay. Derek White would have been nice, but probably just trying to get a high steals guy early. But I was strong enough in blocks and rebounds to be able to then sort of grab Marcus Smart, Dyson Daniels, Amen Thompson, Asar Thompson, these guys down the stretch who will get me over the bump there. So. Another fun one. I'll probably do another one. I'm not sure what my build will be, but I will undoubtedly get bored sitting at home, so I'll roll out another one. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Hopefully you got something out of that one. And until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.